Tenacity Trumps Talent by Monica Vidae. I was reading a wonderful blog post the other day, 41 Things I've Learned by 40, by Tom Singer, T-H-O-M-S-I-N-G-E-R. I would advise you all to read it. The author lists some terrific lessons that we can all benefit from. At one point in his list, he says, tenacity trumps intelligence. I agree, and if you would not mind, I'd like to add one more. Tenacity trumps talent. Allow me to explain. I have a dear friend who's an excellent writer. She writes primarily for herself. She's very talented, but the world will never see her talent. It makes me sad even to write this. Why won't the world see it? You see, my friend uses every excuse in the book not to send her work to an editor or an agent. I've heard all these excuses over the decades I've known her, and some of them include, it's not ready yet, I'm not good enough, they'll hate it, it's Sunday and I want to wait till Monday, you know, the Monday that never comes. No one understands my writing style. I just don't have the strength to finish this. My muse is not cooperating. This manuscript sucks. Story makes no sense. And plenty more. I know all her excuses by heart. I'm not trying to say that her fears are not real. They are. To her, they're truly as scary and holding her back from what could be a Pulitzer. She really is that good. She's good enough to win a Pulitzer. All of us have our own crosses to bear, and I guess this is hers. I've tried to reason with her, to get mad at her, to yell, to be kind, to say that I'll secretly mail her manuscript out to somebody, but she won't listen, and I'm sad to say that several years ago she stopped writing. Totally stopped. Fear won over talent. Now let's compare her to a blogger friend of mine. My blogger friend and I are very similar. We have some talent, a lot of passion, and by golly, we're persistent little things. When she started, she did not have a word to her name, no bylines, nothing. But she did not use any of the excuses listed above. Instead, she quietly started a blog and began posting her thoughts and recipes. It grew. She sent the link to editors to make them notice her work. They gave her more work. Her workload and paycheck grew. She's achieved something that a ton more talented people than her have not. She has been able to put herself out there and make her dream a reality. There's one critical difference between friend one, the novelist who'll never publish, and friend two, the food blogger who's making a name for herself. Friend two chose herself. Friend one is still waiting to be the chosen one. I think this is critical. As writers, we're always waiting for some editor to pick us, to answer our pitches, to say that we're going to be okay. But I take lesson from friend two who is doing so well, and I put myself out there. You should as well. Express your opinion, pick yourself, show the world what you have to offer and that what you have to say has value. And once you put yourself out there, do it again and again and again. You will fail sometimes, and some days there'll be success. The days I fail teach me a lot more than on the days in which I succeed. I remember a few months ago I'd sent an essay to an editor who turned it down. No reason given. It was a dream market and a dream editor. I was heartbroken. I was telling a friend what happened, and she said casually, since when do you have to wait for someone to give you permission? Truer words have never been spoken. I posted the essay on my site, Who Is At Your Door, and it is one of the most read posts on my website. There are a few chosen ones. The rest of us have to make our own luck, and I remember a chef telling me once, the harder I work, the luckier I get.